For now more than 12 years, I have been practicing concepts shared with me during channeling sessions I was a part of, event that changed my life for the better. It allowed me and the people I've shared the concept with to improve their happiness, state of being and energy levels, but also choose better for ourselves and the people around us. You learn about self-growth, universal laws like karma, manifestations, mechanics like the principle of patterns, practicing spirituality in our daily life by properly blending spirituality and normal life, and so much more. My name is Igor Orlitsky, and I'm your host for the Unilight Me podcast. Let's begin. In today's episode, I want to speak on the topic of how our installed beliefs and attitudes, perspectives, create a situation where we constantly feel that we are a part of some kind of race. Well, it's starting, I believe, a bit deeper than only installed presets from our past. But this is a connection of actually the part that is very competitive in us, but competitive in a bit more negative sense, because like everything in life, there are at least two sides to the coin, and everything can be looked from many perspectives. But let's look first at the matter of our social conditioning. In the past, where you were a kid, where you were at school, where you were a child, you were exposed to many different attitudes, thoughts, beliefs. You were doing your own observations, but also some things were you were made to believe to be truth. And all of that led to creation of certain reality map, and that map can be overcome later on once you are grown up, but at the same time it might as well not be. And for many of us, we do overcome and have our own perspectives with time on many things. However, the question is how many of these perspectives are really ours, how many of these perspectives are clean and made out of our actual, the best possible objective perspective that we can have on something for it to be a good perspective, rather than just a tree that grows on the root of the core beliefs that were installed in us, or we allowed them to be installed in us when we were younger. That's the question you might need to ask yourself, obviously, because all of us are a mix of both, typically. There are some beliefs that we have chosen consciously, which are constructive for us, but at the same time, there are sort of beliefs which were instilled. And these ones can lead to a certain perspectives that encourage our ego to rush, to always be the best, to always be first. It starts at school. Most of us, at least, are going to typical schools which are graded, and you always should be the best, or at least at the top of the pack. When you are later on at work, at studies, you always are rated for being the best. In the TV, always people with the most enough, big amount of money, big amount of pleasures, the biggest amount of traveling, biggest amount of fame, because amounts of friends and so on are considered to be successful. Therefore, if we look at our lives and we see that we are not meeting this perfect picture of how fully successful life should look like based on the painting that reality put in us throughout, you know, conditioning in life, we might act in different ways, and many unfortunately will act like this. They will react to this, for example, with constantly pushing all their time to get to that point that they think they will be considered successful by the social standards, by the surrounding standards. And they might, the consequence of that might be, of course, that they will be, because action is rewarded, they will be moving towards that direction. Action is rewarded from the life's perspective. And even if it comes from such place, it can lead to certain results. However, what might be the price is that you might start to feel a very as a living a part of unbalanced life. So other parts of your life might suffer, your psyche might suffer as well. The consequences of such living might be that if you are not fulfilling your own expectations of how quickly you should move, then you will feel unsatisfied. You will feel that other people are doing better. Why are you doing worse? You are putting all that effort. Why are you not having what these other images of on Facebook, Instagram, other media shows? Why other people have so much more than you, even though you are pushing yourself so hard? And all of that thinking can lead to a very dissatisfying experience, even though you might actually have quite a lot. However, the perspective, the belief set that you have learned, that you have acquired, that you have let in to be the truth for considering what does it mean to be happy, in the end, doesn't really allow you to find this happiness where you are right now, because you are not having the best car, you have not the most people around you, you have not the most, you are not traveling as much as some of the people that you know do, and so on and so on. So this comparing is actually having different effects. One of them is the fact that you feel that you need to constantly rush through your life, that you need to just race towards happiness, which is an absolute lie. And on the other hand, it puts you in this constant pressure that you are comparing yourself, and basically it makes life a rat race, right? This is not a new concept, but this is something that we need to remind ourselves about, because it's so important. And many people do know about the concept of the rat race, about the fact that we are racing towards something that we believe will make us like, which is the only way to be happy. But at the same time, we are discouraged to try to find happiness in other places. It's actually not spoken enough. We are not exposing ourselves to the fact how to find happiness in different ways enough. There are not enough voices speaking on the topic. And the Unilight Me project is heavily focusing on this factor. How we can find more happiness within different means, circumstances, events that life offered to us. So what is the effect of this competitive factor that we are being exposed to in different social means, and we have accepted, many of us did, and at the same time we are just playing the game that we were offered? Nobody questions the rules. Not many people do question the rules. Why we are playing the game? What is the final goal? Maybe there's a different goal. Maybe there's a different way to play the game of life. But we are just passively accepting this and just, you know, rushing, comparing, and just at the end finding, often, very often, people just find themselves unsatisfied. And even if they get there, they get to this image of what they imagined 10 years ago, what this really nice life might feel like, look like. You suddenly get the car, you have some people around you, at the same time you have the job or project or company that you wanted always to create, and suddenly you feel that there is even more. There are people who are richer, who have even better cars, they do even more things that you believe are more consistent of this image that society puts. And it's often not that other people tell you that. We do it to ourselves. We're conditioned enough that we basically, this lack, this hunger starts to be a part of us. There's other part than only this conditioning that makes this happen. There's also our ego. And our ego wants to protect us. This is the system in our minds that tries to take control over us instead of our real self, instead of our real I. And this system is heavy negative for us. If it's out of control, and it basically leads our thinking, leads our attitudes, leads our choosings. And our job is to learn how we can overcome and how we can influence this kind of way of thinking that ego proposes, and introduce our own perspectives, which are more aligned with universal ones, universe ones, positive ones, which life, perspective in which life is just a happier place, where your perspective and how you experience life starts to feel as a satisfying experience. And it is a big transformation of shifting all of this focus, all of these beliefs, all of this negativity in us, victimization in us, all of this ego limitations of what happy life looks like, what success looks like, and shifting all of that towards the direction of more enlightened path of life, as I like to call it, unilighted path of life. And this path is more focused on appreciation, on being in the moment, more focused on creating and making your state of being on a higher vibration. And the higher vibration means that we have released enough negativity that we, as just fact from the pure fact of being, we are resonating more on the frequency that the universe resonates, which is love. And if we connect to that kind of frequencies just from the pure fact of working on ourselves, this is where true happiness starts to be part of our daily life, and ego doesn't have that much power to control us with negativity it has in itself. This is a powerful transformation to go through, and it actually ends up in a concept which I call fruitful experience. That if you stop aiming for having the most, if you stop aiming for having the best this, the best car, the most friends, always being at the top as a final priority in your life, but rather you focus that and accept and enjoy that good life is having a fruitful experience in your life. If you compare yourself to a few years back, and if you have put the work, if you put the positive choices, you have put the effort to move into positive direction, you will grow, and your circumstances will manifest out of that as well, will change under action, thought, feelings that you have put out, and you will be in a better place anyway. And if you compare what you have done last year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years back, and where you were there, if you have put like doing your best to choose good to that years, you will see that you have made enormous progress. But often we don't see that. We don't want to appreciate that. We don't want to see where we are at. Or if we do that, it is a few minutes habit, right? Like, I'm going to appreciate for 5 minutes and then you are back to the race. No, it's not how it's done. You actually need to convert your whole beingness to be more grateful. And that requires a big shift, release of ego, change of habits, overcoming ego in yourself, and that will also manifest the new results that will allow you to manifest to appreciate more and more of the external circumstances as well. But the work is on your part to shift yourself, to finally notice your thinking, notice what you are thinking. Is your thinking positive, constructive? If it's aligned, you can find many information in my book, Unilight Me, that I highly encourage you to read due to the channeling parts especially. They are super useful to being more aware how we can choose better for ourselves. And if you do that, if you choose better each day, more in a more alignment with acceptance, release, detachment, positive, all of that composes of improving your state of being, and finally will make that ball rolling of your happiness, and it's just going to accelerate and accelerate with time. And your state of being suddenly might start to feel again good at first maybe a few moments per day, maybe a few days per week, maybe a few days per month. But once you work on that more and more and you release all of that previously created momentum, you will slowly gauge and move towards feeling happy. And once this concept of rushing towards things stops being your ultimate way of living, you will feel that fruitful experience that life brings to you, that perfect harmony brings to you, that manifest life is okay, that your pace is okay. You don't need to be first. You need to take the lessons as you have them. Maybe you have grown into two new passions lately. It was like this for me. Like I have learned to ride a motorcycle. I have learned scuba diving. And I sometimes were like, that's not enough. I need to search for more happiness elsewhere. No. Just stop yourself, Igor. Appreciate how much new skills you have acquired, how greatly you can enjoy this ones first, and just go into them. Appreciate the fact that you have grown past your limited beliefs from the past and have moved towards your passions more. And just do that. Allow yourself to appreciate your passions, how much you have grown comparing, for example, your work, however, but also how much you mentally released enough of ego and just can find happiness in different circumstances. Gratefulness is a skill set. You can also download my free training on appreciation. Hopefully it's still on when you are listening to this podcast, but you just go to my website, unilight.me, and there you can find the links to that. It will help you to point you a bit more into what appreciation can be and how you can do it just a bit better. Lastly, I want to tell you that it's not really this or that, it's this and that, meaning that you still can and actually should pursue your own goals, your ambitions, things that you want to build, that you want to grow, projects that excite you. Of course, do that. But do that from the place of completion, happiness, and enjoyment of the way. And it still can be a situation where you will put a lot of hours per day doing the project. And it will be okay for you for the time being. However, think about balance if you can. That will even be better for your happiness from my perspective. However, action is still possible from that place. Sometimes I face that people are like, okay, but if you are super happy right now, you wouldn't have any motivation to do stuff. No, that's not true. The reality is that being happy also resonates with following your passion, of doing the projects, with doing things and completing them and doing not only the pleasurable parts, but also satisfying parts. So you will actually be able to do it from such a better place, and satisfaction coming from that will be different, because it's going to be satisfaction from the way, and when you accomplish the goal, it's going to be even greater satisfaction to appreciate from the goal completion. But the way itself, it's going to start to be much more enjoyable, instead of being this constant struggle to get to the external means, external circumstances of cars, completion, and just the results that you think might make you happy. But so many people do also say that if they were on that path and they actually got the items, that might create, you know, a fleeting temporary feeling of completion, and then suddenly again old habits kick in, you can feel empty, you need to have more, and you just rush towards that. And that's why some people who are rich actually might not be happy, because they're in constant pursuit. So even though they have a lot, they don't know how to appreciate, and they don't know how to enjoy it in a way. Happiness and money can solve many issues. I probably will record a short session about money, so maybe let's not go that way too much on this one. Money is not your enemy. Money is your friend, if you have a proper relationship with this concept, and they can lead to increasing your happiness levels and freedom that comes with it. But let's leave it at for another episode. Thank you for listening. I wish you a great week, and talk to you on the next one. thank you for listening to our episode. If you enjoy what you hear, please go to unilight.me website and subscribe to the newsletter so I can inform you about all the important updates about the project. You can also search our closed group on Facebook where we exchange thoughts with like-minded people. I wish you all the best on your spiritual journey and talk to you soon.